This is episode number 481 of WP Water Cooler, Lies, Damn Lies, and Analytics. I'm Jason Tucker. You can find me over at jasontucker.blog.
And y'all know who it is. It's your boy Jason Cosper back at it again on the world's most influential WordPress podcast.
Speaking of that podcast, find us wherever great podcasts can be found and Audible. And you can go hang out with us in our Discord over at wpwatercoolerslack.lol.
You know, it's funny. The other day, Sarah was talking with like one of her classmates. She's been back at school, and she found out that person was into horror podcasts and was telling them about her slasher podcast. Someone told her that they listened to podcasts on Amazon, and I was like, what? I was like, you mean Audible? And she was like, no, Amazon. I was oh, great. This is some other place that I have to make sure that the feed shows up on. There are too many places now to get your podcasts, right?
Adding that to the list. Yeah. And what's weird is Google Podcasts is now just essentially YouTube. It's just YouTube Music is, that's where you go and listen to podcasts now, and it's video if you want to. So if you're subscribed to us, you get the feed early because it comes out via YouTube, which is very, very weird.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey.
intro to podcasts with WP Water Cooler.
Speaking of all the different places you can get podcasts, I'm sure that as you're watching people, let me try to get in on the segue here. You're watching where people are listening to the podcast and everything else. You need to see those numbers, right? That really kind of brings us to our topic of analytics. And we're not really talking about necessarily podcast numbers, but just folks coming to and visiting your website. And we were, it's wild, normally give you another little peek behind the curtain. Sometimes Wednesday, Thursday, we're what are we going to talk about this week? Monday, after watching all of the fallout of things happening with Jetpack, and specifically with Jetpack stats of people erroneously getting hit with having their site classified as this isn't a hobbyist site, so now you're gonna have to start paying us for stats. So there are people scrambling for analytics and figuring that stuff out, and seeing where their site traffic is coming from, what's their popular pages, stuff like that. So we just thought we would take a little time and talk about that.
Yeah. So install Google Analytics, hit the go button, and then walk away. Right? I mean, that's it. That's what you do, right?
Is that what you do?
I mean, that's kind of what I do currently, but I honestly don't really care about my stats all that much.
You know, see, it's kind of a funny thing because neither of us really care about stats all that much. I don't.
Perfect group of people to be on the show to talk about this.
Yes. I don't run any stats plugins on my domains or anything like that. However, as I do help folks out, with their sites, have plenty of friends and family who, do care about that sort of thing. I've had a few people come to me over the past week and they're hey, apparently I have to start paying for Jetpack stats now. this was like the last reason that I was holding on to Jetpack, because they were just kind of giving me these, admittedly, you know, compared to something like Google Analytics, like pretty minimal stats, but they were at least showing me like the hits I was getting, the things like that. So where should I go? So I had to do, a bit of research in finding that stuff. And outside of Google Analytics, which honestly can tend to be pretty heavy when it comes to like the JavaScript it adds to your site, sometimes, the delays that loading that JavaScript and all of that stuff can add. Google Analytics is more for, and it's fine if it's what you need, but it's more for like the people who are treating their site like a business, who need to be able to see, what campaigns are being run, like how successful those campaigns are, having a particular tracking tied to links that they may pass out in newsletters, things like that. Google Analytics for that sort of thing is great. I don't love funneling data to Google. There are some like lighter weight things out there. Like, I'm always concerned about performance. I'm always concerned about the amount of like JavaScript getting out of the page, like how much load time that adds, especially since it's not only the amount and the size of the JavaScript that gets loaded, it's how long that JavaScript then takes to initialize once it's loaded. Having some alternatives to Jetpack stats, especially if you're not paying or not interested in paying for stats and you kind of want some minimal stuff, it's a good idea.
Right. Before we jump into like alternatives, the idea of using just Google Analytics, there's like a zillion Google Analytics plugins for WordPress that I'd say for the most part do all the same thing. There are some stuff that goes on that's a little bit different, where the way that they may set up the event tracking, you know, if you're doing scrolling on the page or doing some type of action on the page or something like that, those sorts of things I can see might be a little bit different. We're not a WooCommerce show, but any type of e-commerce stuff, there's a bunch of stuff you have to do with that to be able to know like how much money was in the cart or how much money was in this or how much all of those pieces. Those are things where you kind of essentially get a single pane of glass that gives you an idea of what's happening on your website. So that way you're not having to dig into not just your analytics, but also the way in which those transactions occurred on the site too. So there's, like I said, I personally, on my personal sites, I just throw that on there, but there's also other ways of approaching it too. So, and Cosper's really good at knowing the alternatives, because this is what he does, is performance. So, kind of figuring out how what is the most performant, and maybe what is even the easiest ones to install as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The ones that I really, as I've done digging since everything started to go down and people were looking for alternatives, were really focused on being lightweight. They all sort of give you the same amount of detail that Jetpack Stats did. One thing to note about all of these alternatives that, just like Jetpack Stats, just like Google Analytics, nothing really beats being able to analyze like the log files from your site, because the log files on your site log every hit that happens to your site, like the server level log files. You don't need to add any extra tracking. You don't need to add stuff, but you do need to run scripts that turn those log files into something that you can see and use. And in a lot of cases, you don't get like up to the minute or up to the hour stats generation on this. Like if you have a web host that like generates logs for you and uses like one of these more standard packages, it's like every night you can see like what your log files look like, but they are much more exacting than Google Analytics. We were talking about this in our Discord, and Alda pointed out, like, if you want numbers for a largest site, I can confirm that there is about a 40% discrepancy in the number of hits between logs, which is what I was just talking about, and what tracking pixels like Google Analytics, like Jetpack Stats, like the alternatives that we're going to be talking about are reporting, depending on if the audience is tech savvy or not. And in a lot of cases, what tech savvy means is if they are running, it doesn't have to necessarily mean folks like Tucker and I, but if you're running an ad blocker on your phone, a lot of those ad blockers like try to minimize the amount of tracking that gets done to you while you're browsing the internet, so they can mess with analytics a little bit. So having those like tracking scripts, those little bits of JavaScript for analytics that get added to your site, you know, there ends up being a discrepancy there. So it's actually in part not what Alda was saying, but just kind of like, you know, I already had an inkling of that, but it's one of the reasons that we leaned on the Benjamin Disraeli quote for our show title here, which is the original quote is, there are three types of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics. And I mean, in this case, analytics and statistics, it's a pretty close jump. So with that being said, if you are just looking to kind of have a tracking script running on your site, some of the tools that we can look at here, and I will, while I was vamping, I should have gotten my screen up, but, Why do that? Why not make there be an awkward pause in the middle of the show? So
all this making me remember a bunch of old things, one of which was Webalizer.
Yes, Webalizer, definitely. So there are a few alternatives out there. One that is actually pretty nice and has a free tier up to 10,000 views is one called Umami. And Umami, they have a WordPress plugin that integrates and everything else. So you can get this installed running on your site. And as long as you have 10,000 views or less across your sites, you can basically see, I mean, it doesn't look dissimilar from what you get out of Jetpack Stats. You know, you see, you know, the pages that they're going to, like where the traffic is coming from, really just gives you a breakdown. And one of the nice things about it is all of these are more privacy focused than Google Analytics, just because it's not Google collecting all of the data, all hoovering up. This is why when I said earlier that I'm uncomfortable with like giving any of that free data to Google, you know, they're collecting information about your site, and like, why make it easier for them? They're already doing it, but why make it easier? Why give them an idea of the actual traffic your site is getting? Why any of that? So Umami is kind of a good initial alternative. A lot of big companies and names use it. you know, really straightforward, gives you insights like broken down by country if that's stuff you need to see. So that's really nice. There is another one that this is a paid, and there is if you are industrious like Tucker or I, you could install effectively like your own copy of they have code available up on GitHub where you could deploy a version of Fathom to, you know, whatever hosting environment you happen to be running. And there's Fathom Analytics. You know, yeah, they have a 30-day free trial. They're good. They are also privacy focused, and you know, the features and benefits here really they have a focus on privacy, on GDPR, on CCPA, which is the California like GDPR-esque privacy law. So you know, they really do what they can to give you, you know, stats without violating any customer privacy. So, you know, giving you the information you need while also helping you like kind of anonymize that data. Another alternative that we have is Plausible. I'm trying to get these pulled up one by one here. Really clean. Yeah. Again, just like,
really clean.
I mean, and it's one of the reasons that people loved Jetpack Stats so much is like, you know, there's no, you know, special views or, you know, specific event tracking to like drill down into. You don't have to like click around to find the view that basically gives you like the display of your stats. When you log in, it just looks like this. Like, I mean, it's really lovely. It is about $9 a month. It is basically what you would be paying automatic for, you know, like any of the premium Jetpack features. It is, again, just like Fathom, just like Umami, very, privacy focused, concerned with, the GDPR, concerned with, CCPA. So if you're in, a European country, if you have, you know, California customers that you have to focus on, you know, it is a very nice alternative. Most of these that I have brought up so far, the JavaScript for all of this doesn't come in at any more than like 10 kilobytes added to your.
Wow. Page.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Tucker, the last time you looked into Google Analytics, do you know like how much overhead that adds to your page? Off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head, but it's a lot. But I have a couple clients where the number of ads that are on the site are larger than all of the images that are being displayed on the site. So it's like the load's going to be bad anyhow, just because of the fact that you're having to load up a bunch of JavaScript for all this stuff. And, you know, ads, you essentially have JavaScript within JavaScript that's being loaded in JavaScript that's being loaded in an iframe that's being loaded in yet another iframe. And it's just, you know, all the way down. So, that's the rub there.
Right. Yeah, that is definitely the rub when it comes to that. So these are all kind of the three that I just highlighted are more of like the premium, you know, something that you can kind of just install and not have to futz with very much. In the case of Fathom and Plausible, I believe each one of those has an open source like server component that you can install on like a you know, commodity, on most commodity web hosting you know, like a VPS or something like that. Both pretty straightforward. I was for a while running my own Fathom server, and I mean, it worked really well, but I kind of had to ask myself, like, why I was continuing to maintain something that I wasn't really you know, using all of that much.
You're talking to two people that literally took all of the forms off of their website for contact us stuff, you know. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's yet another data point that we don't want to look at. Yeah, find us on socials and feel free to say hi.
Exactly. But find us. We're not going to tell you where to find us.
Exactly.
So there are a few more. I tend to go away. A few people have asked me about this. When it comes to like recommending plugins to use on your site, like a more plugin, you know, oriented way of doing things, where it's like, oh, I can just add a plugin and it will add you know, a few tables to my database and you know, add some stats about my site. One of the problems that I see with this, and this is something that what we're highlighting on screen right now, if you're watching, Coco Analytics does. Coco Analytics is a very like nice, straightforward, pretty lightweight as far as like, you know, we shove the stats for your site into your database. It does a pretty good job of like clearing that stuff out on the regular, and not like adding additional database bloat. It's probably one of, like, out of all of the alternatives that I've looked at, that, you know, oh, we'll put a copy of, you know, whatever open source analytics thing is out there, like into your database, and then add another 20 database tables to like track what country your visitors are from, what, you know, whatever, you know, details you want to use or get on your customers or visitors. But it, I mean, it's all, if you're looking at the screen right now, it's all a pretty straightforward, very reminiscent also, again, still of Jetpack Stats. Tells you, you know, how many views, how many impressions you get. You know, let me see if I can click through to the live demo of Coco Analytics. It's griping at me for using an ad blocker again. So, okay, the demo's not going.
Yeah. Oh no, you got disconnected. Oh yeah, that is very. I don't know, having those different types of embedded, you know, data points like that being blocked by, you know, various ad blockers is always fun. And, you know, you're just having to go through and say, like, ignore this one too, but ignore this one too, and ignore this one too.
Right. But and this actually like goes into and really proves what Aldo was talking about in our Discord, that you know, ad blockers end up messing with these analytics scripts, even like up until you know, a couple weeks ago, like I hadn't been familiar with Coco right. Analytics, but there are enough people who are, where it's already in you know, the default tracking rules that I'm running in uBlock Origin on this version of like Chrome that I'm currently mm-hmm. using. So I backed out of the demo, accidentally crashed my browser. I'm yes. back. Thanks for filling dead air, Tucker. I appreciate that. But I mean, it's, again, it gives you refers, it gives you you know, popular pages, let's, you know, page views, total visitors, mm-hmm. all of that stuff. So it really kind of, if you're looking for analytics, you don't want to mess with anything. You don't want to pay, to actually, you know, for any sort of, more premium offering. This is Cocoa Analytics is lightweight enough, and, really gets the job done. But please be aware that it does add stuff to your database. However, it does it in its own table, so it shouldn't mess with any, you know, loading of, you know, posts, pages, etc. But I mean, anytime you're storing stats for your site in your database, it is adding additional bloat to your database. So like, you know, if you do always have to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to add bloat to your database, again, just like Fathom, just like Plausible, there is another, offering out there called Matomo. Matomo, very, easy and straightforward. But it is a completely open source software, just like WordPress, can be installed, on any, host out there that supports PHP applications. So unless you're running on like a managed WordPress host where they're like, all we support is WordPress. If you have, access to, you know, a more general purpose hosting account, you know, you have a Bluehost, GoDaddy, DreamHost, SiteGround, whatever that can just host a standard PHP application, you can install Matomo. Matomo is a lot more robust. It ends up kind of being a little more like a Google Analytics. You get like visits over time, like a breakdown of like what social networks things are coming from. You know, it really, kind of like digs in. But again, if it is so important to you to have all of this information, there's the trade-off of you can either, pay them and we can look at their pricing really quick. On premise, which is $0, which is what they call like their open source stuff, or cloud starting at what, $2.60 per month. But I mean, that's only 5,000 hits. If you're successful enough that you need to see like a breakdown of what social media posts are bringing stuff to your site, you're going to be paying a lot more than this, like pretty quickly.
Right.
You know, just like maintaining a WordPress site, like it's going to come down to like, do you also want to maintain this analytics like infrastructure for yourself?
Right.
Yeah.
So one of the I have a few questions regarding this, but like one in particular that comes to mind is you're essentially loading up JavaScript that is going to be then running on your website, or you know, being presented to on your website to the person's browser. And then the information that's being collected from it is now being sent back to that server. The performance hit that happens there when the if you're using like a budget web host for this particular type of package, is that something that you should be thinking about if you're going to go this route?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they have, you know, the cloud hosting plan. That's why they have the like just pay to set it up for me.
Sure. I mean, like dollarhosting.com kind of thing. If you threw this on there, you're going to see a performance hit, you think, or you see a delay in stats, or what do you feel like would be the hit?
Yeah, I mean, you would definitely see a performance hit if you put it, especially like you said, a dollar web host, those sorts of places. Those are shared web servers. Like you are dealing with potentially noisy neighbors messing with what is happening. like, it, you know, to your measurement of web traffic. So, but if you really need like the deeply detailed stats and you don't want to have Google Analytics, Matomo is a little more lightweight than Google Analytics is, and it gives you a lot of the things that you can kind of like drill down into. But mm-hmm. they've really started to like sweat, you know, right. like how much JavaScript is actually being loaded and everything else. It's so funny because when you add Google Analytics to your site, and then you know, you're running any of like the performance tests or anything like that, like Lighthouse tests on your site, it's like, oh, hey, buddy, you are loading some pretty big JavaScript on your site. You maybe need to look into that.
Right.
And so Google is like criticizing its own thing that you've added from Google to your site. Like having something that is a little more lightweight, like Umami, like, you know, Fathom, like any of that, really, like I said, that comes in at like 7 kilobytes, 10 kilobytes. Like, I think the worst one I've highlighted comes in at like under 14 kilobytes.
Oh my gosh. So big.
Yeah. Huge, massive. Where, you know,
put a happy face in the bottom right corner of your page. That's what I want to know. Is it just Jetpack?
It's just, I hate that little happy face. I'm sorry. I just have to say it.
I'm trying to build out a scenario here. So yeah. Let's say that you're someone who your site did do pretty good. The cat that you have on your cat blog is performing well, and people mm-hmm. are enjoying it, and they keep going checking out the website, and you've now hit that point where you're no longer a hobbyist, and you're now you should probably be making money off your website, but maybe you choose not to. Right. So now you're just, you're still talking about your cat and everything's cool on that website. What should that person do? Like, what should be like the first step of now moving to a different analytics product other than Google Analytics?
Yeah. I mean, as far as that goes, really enabling and just like installing, enabling, trying it out in some of these cases, and some people I'm sure will be yelling at their phones or their screen going, no, like, why the fuck would you say that? However, since a lot of these other analytics packages have such a like small package size on their JavaScript, what's another 7K going to hurt in like that first week or so, 2 weeks that you're trying things out, just to see if like the numbers that you want, the metrics that you want to collect on your visitors are there. Like, you know, it adds a tiny bit of overhead temporarily for you to like cut off that couple hundred K that gets added by Google Analytics to mm-hmm. your site, you know, two weeks from now. So like, content / trigger warning. Like, it's like if you get a hangnail, mm-hmm. Like you have a hangnail for a little while, but eventually like you trim it off. Please don't pull it. Like, please go get the scissors and trim it. And, you know,
but there is some precision involved in this as well, because if you pick the wrong analytics package down the road, you now have data that you're now going to ditch, because you're not migrating mm-hmm. your data from one analytics package to another. Let's be honest here. That's not how this works. You're just gonna go, all right, well, you know, I did this for May, and now it's June, and we've moved to another package, so now we have a hole in our analytics, and now we don't have that information.
If you If that is a concern to you, and I mean, that is the big lock-in of whatever analytics vendor that you manage to go with. I'm sure that, you know, I could give you grief for another hour about like Google Analytics, Tucker, why, but like how many, how many years of data do you have in Google Analytics at this point? Like
a lot.
Yeah. And that gives you,
I'd have to go back to Webalyzer.
Right. That moat that Google has basically created, you know, keeps you like entrenched in their ecosystem.
It's the same reason why I pay for Gmail. It sucks, but it's the same reason why I pay for multiple Gmail accounts for, you know, the various properties that I manage. It's just like, it's dumb. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's very hard to move that crap out of there. Because now you're dependent on all this other stuff. You got Google Docs, you got this, you got that. The list goes on, you know, and then having to kind of unwind all that stuff. So yeah, the you know, that lock-in is very, very difficult to kind of back out of.
Sure. But a lot of like the people who are using Google Analytics is because they want a more robust thing. The people who are maybe backing away, and the people I've talked to who are backing away from Jetpack Stats, really what Jetpack Stats has been giving them is kind of just these like little vanity metrics that they're not necessarily like they want to know that their site's not slipping. Like last month they got 5,000, 10,000, 40,000 page views, that their most popular posts were, you know, their most recent with maybe like one or two, like kind of long tail or more evergreen content. But like, it's not something where they want to go back to what their traffic looked like in, you know, March of 2018 and, you know, see what that month looked like for them. Like once that month is over, they're just like, okay, well, on to the new month. Like that is really, I think, the thing that separates like Google Analytics users from, you know, something like a Jetpack Stats, an Umami, a Fathom, things like that, that, you know, they don't need all of the very granular information. They don't need to, you know, generate reports to say like, here are the last, like, you know, 4 years of my web traffic. Maybe if they were trying to like flip their site and sell it to somebody who was interested, but you know, outside of that, like, how important, outside of just like, you know, I've been doing it all this time, I feel entrenched in this ecosystem, everything else, is actually having that data.
Right.
And yeah, that's really a big question that you kind of have to ask yourself when you're deciding to make that jump. Like, when was the last time I looked at the last, you know, 10 years of stats? When was the last time that I checked to see, you know, what a very popular post is? And it can come in handy if you do have, you know, an actual like evergreen post that you're like, man, I posted this thing 4 years ago and it keeps doing numbers. It's nice to be able to see, like, I posted it and then it did okay numbers the first couple months. And then all of a sudden, like, some blog picked up on it or whatever. So it is useful to have that stuff. But for most people who just want to be able to see that, like, they're not shouting into a void,
are the robots actually ingesting my content and stealing it for other uses? Yes, they are. Okay, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. I'm helping out the robots.
So the other question I had, and yeah, these are questions I kind of know the answer to in some ways, but you know, I have to be the audience here. The other question is with like web application firewalls or something that's sitting in front of your website. How does like these types of technologies that are all using JavaScript or something like that, like how are those being used, and what does it do to something like what Aldo was talking about, where the server logs are maybe not even getting hit because there's something sitting in front of the website that's stopping it. So what's the other side of that, you know, that coin there?
Right. And that is the discrepancy. That's why, like, if you are going to, and if you are concerned with having analytics on your site, like, you know, having the server log there as like the source of truth is good. But yes, if you have a web application firewall, if you have Cloudflare in front of your site, you know, if you have Sucuri or any of the other providers out there that have a something that like kind of helps mitigate like large influxes of traffic, so it offsets and sends the traffic you know, to one of their edge servers and like serves up a static version of your page, like none of that stuff is, you're right, coming through to your server. Though you could treat the log file on your server as the source of truth, if you have something like a web application firewall, yes, absolutely, you need to be mindful of that. You're still going to lose the people who have, you know, some sort of like ad blocker, you know, analytics blockers. Like there are specialized ad blockers that just focus on like, don't even put Google Analytics, don't even put whatever onto my site. Like I basically want to, you know, not leave any footprints on the internet. Like, you know, you're still gonna miss those people. But if you do have something like that installed on your site, if you do have a WAF running, yes, absolutely. And you know, you do need to know your site metrics. Having a backstop of having an Umami, a Fathom, a Coco Analytics, whatever you want to do, having those things on your site, you know, to get those numbers is absolutely necessary, but you have to keep in mind that there are going to be people who are still going to be blocking that. That right. Those numbers may be, you may mentally like want to round up a little bit just to be like, okay, well, I know that I'm losing, you know, 10 to 40% of my visitors, like who are running an ad blocker and blocking Google Analytics.
The other one I had was there's some of these packages for Google Analytics that will take a copy of the JavaScript that runs on the website and will serve it up locally. What are your thoughts regarding something like that? Now it's not coming off of a CDN that's you know, all crazy powerful and whatnot. It's now being hosted up by your $5 web hosting package. So where does that lie? Now you have 100K being loaded up off of, you know, spinning hard drives in some data center instead of super fast SSDs that are cached across the whole internet.
I don't necessarily like, I don't know that I have a thought on it necessarily.
Yeah.
However,
I mean, we haven't done a test is essentially what it comes down to, at least
exactly
at this point.
Exactly. That's, I don't, mainly I'm refraining from saying anything because I don't want to shoot from the hip and,
right,
say some crap where somebody can be like, no, you're wrong. Like, so right. I would rather not say anything. And then and then come to an opinion later, then be wrong to all of our audience right now. And
right, because the way that I'm thinking about this, and this just kind of popped up in my head, is you end up serving up this, you know, this JavaScript file that's been taken off of Google or wherever, and now you could potentially have minification that's happening on top of it, because now this file exists in your realm and not in theirs, and then it could be served up incorrectly as well. So now you're really messing things up, and now you're like, oh wow, the site loads so slow, and this happens, and it's really just the JavaScript that's just not making it, you know?
Right
It's not being served up at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. I've been doing some like tweaks to one of my sites with performance, with stuff like that. And even as we kind of discussed in our spring cleaning episode, you know, getting everything into where it can be served up from a more like general static, like host sort of thing. And yes, like it grabs that JavaScript, it pulls all of that down. I really need to do a little more studying on that, so maybe we'll come back with some some follow-up on this.
I just think it's funny that for, you know, we used to joke that like cache rules everything around me, but I really think it's more JavaScript.
Well, I mean, we were asked.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, and it's not a Wu-Tang song. But I mean, if Wu ever did anything about JavaScript, that'd be great. But it's just funny. It just makes you think. It's just like, oh well, actually, caching, you know, there's all these other layers in this, you know, this cake that you're serving up from your web server, and one of them is JavaScript, and that caching part of it. Is already kind of taken care of multiple times over.
Sure. Man, Say hasn't been here, and we managed to work this into 46 minutes.
we did a good job, friend. We did a good job.
All right. Yeah. So I'm sure there are plenty of things that we missed, you know, things that we didn't even touch on. You know, as always, like, please go join us in our Discord, you know, hit us up on the socials, even though we won't tell you where to find us. I mean, if you dig around, I'm sure you can.
Right.
Tucker, buddy, you want to hit that outro?
I shall. Here's our outro. Hey, thank you very much for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate it. Find all the links to subscribe to this stuff here. And like Cosper was saying, go and hang out with us in our Discord. We have a lot of fun over there, and we talk about a lot of really great stuff. And our after show discussions work really well there. So talk to y'all later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.